Accession number 17364, Reel 4.
Mr. Viner, Reel 4.
Reel 4. And I had with me a box of Craven A cigarettes in tin. They were then produced in tins. With me, where there was probably hardly a cigarette missing of the 20 in a box, and I gave it to the next card set pyjama clad skeleton, and he thought I only offer him one cigarette, and he wanted to give me the box back. I said, no, you have the lot. And that was 10 or 20 cigarettes was a vast amount of money in a prisoner of war condition, because cigarettes was the international exchange rate. You could buy anything for cigarettes.
Where was this that you met these Greek Jews?
That was a working party at an Upper Silesian coal mine, where these youngsters were too ill to work underground. And they were giving a shovel, of which they needed them to lean on more than to throw the coal, pieces of coal, back onto the wagon. And a few months later, we had again to collect more coal, because it was winter, for our boss, and we this time prepared a whole sack with maybe 10 or 20 loaves of bread to take to the coal mine for these poor devils. And we arrived and we collected the coals, but there were no more concentration camp members there working on the coal mine.
Did you ever go anywhere near Auschwitz?
No, I did not know its existence of Auschwitz. I did not know of the name of Auschwitz. But it was within the vicinity of Auschwitz. It was a working party of a few hundred KZ who worked underground, where they got probably a little bit more soup, and they had it warm underground.
Can you tell me more about this Anglophile farm manager who helped the POW so much?
Yes. He was the owner of the farm. He wasn't the owner. He was the leaseholder. He had three farms in the vicinity of Upper Silesia, which is a good farming area. He was not a local. He came from Western Germany, and I presume that he had some links with German aristocracy, and not all of them were pro-Hitler. And in fact, he was very much, he had the dilemma. He was a great German, but he didn't like Hitler's Germany. And he treated us much better than we would have imagined, because he had a certain affinity with anything which was anti-Nazi.
Do you remember his name?
Oh, yes. Harhoff was his name.
And we've also found the name of the Jewish POW who was buried with military honours. He was called Elkin.
Yeah, that's on the Thousand Elkin, yes.